Presidents don't often write newspaper editorials, but Bill Clinton did just that in today's New York Times. He called for reform of the nation's problematic voting system. He recommended that former presidents Ford and Carter chair a commission to study voting standards and vote counting. This past week, three of the country's top technology companies announced they intend to get involved as well. The Unisys Corporation says it will team up with computer company Dell and software maker Microsoft to create an electronic voting system that will cover everything from voter registration to recounts. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The system the three technology companies are proposing goes far beyond what's in use anywhere in the U.S. now. Currently, the way votes are cast and counted varies, not just from state to state, but from county to county. Kevin Curry is a vice president at Unisys Corporation. He says the participating companies believe the patchwork U.S. election system presents them with a unique business opportunity.
Basically, what we're bringing to market is end-to-end solution for election systems. And when I say that, what I mean is not just when you walk in and push the button to place your vote, but everything from the voter registration side, through the actual voting, through the tabulation, and the reporting of the results.
The companies aren't saying how much the new electronic voting system will cost. Unisys, which is overseeing the project, also won't say what projected revenues might be. However, the company does say it views election systems as a multi-billion dollar market. But updating the hodgepodge of voting machines now used in U.S. elections will be a big undertaking.
We have retained election equipment that's 30 to 40 years old in concept because there's very little money to update those systems.
Roy Saltzman is a former employee with the National Institute of Standards and is currently an election systems consultant.
It's only been the Florida situation that has brought the issue of election administration to the forefront after being totally under the radar screens for a very, very long time.
At this polling place in Connecticut, voters were still using old-fashioned lever machines on Election Day this past November. More than half the country still uses these machines or the punch card voting system that caused so many headaches in Florida. Saltzman says the major advantage of electronic voting is there is no question about a voter's intent.
The advantages of the direct recording electronic systems where the voter doesn't fill out a paper ballot and simply touches a screen or pushes buttons is that there is no voter intent problem that we saw in Florida. When the voter can make a mark or try to create a hole, there's obviously a voter intent problem when the voter doesn't exactly do what the instructions tell him or her to do.
But while solving some problems, electronic machines create others. To begin with, electronic voting machines are expensive, costing anywhere from a couple of $1,000 up to $6,500 each. That means many county governments would only be able to afford a limited number of the machines. And since only one voter at a time can use them, that could mean long lines on Election Day. There is legislation pending at the federal level to provide some matching funds for states to update election systems. But it's estimated it would cost several billion dollars just to equip all of the nation's polling places with just two touchscreen or ATM-style voting machines. Curtis Gans is director of the Committee for the Study of the American Electorate.
I think as a result of all the problems that were so evident in this election, that there is a commitment across bipartisan lines. The only big question is whether they will provide the resources to do something about the problem.
Gans says state and county governments would also have to be convinced the new electronic voting systems would work flawlessly. He says a major crash or other problem could make what happened in Florida look mild by comparison.
What happened in Florida would seem like a picnic were something to happen on Election Day, such as the Northeast power grid going down. You have to have 100% security against software and hardware breakdown, and none of these corporations have provided that.
Unisys officials say by combining recently developed technologies, for example, smart cards and digital voice identification, they will be able to create a more efficient voting system. However, it's clear the company and its partners, Microsoft and Dell, will have their work cut out for them. Currently, only around 9% of the nation cast votes electronically. There's also the fact the system under development is untested, something that's likely to make many counties and jurisdictions nervous. especially after what happened with the contested election results in Florida. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.